Disney ditches fairy godmothers for gender-neutral titles. By David Ng on July 21, 2022. Disney is bringing more wokeness to its theme parks by giving its Bibbidi Bobbidi boutiques for young girls a gender-neutral makeover. For years, the Bibbidi Bobbidi boutiques at Disney World in Orlando and Disneyland in Anaheim have allowed young girls to live out their fantasies by glamming them up as Disney princesses. Disney has always called its stylists fairy godmothers in training. But when the boutiques reopen August 25 after more than 2 years of COVID closure, they will be called fairy godmothers apprentices in a bid to be more inclusive of stylists who aren't female, according to a report from Streaming the Magic, a theme park news site. Disney's official site already refers to them as fairy godmothers apprentices. The Walt Disney Company has been working to make its parks more gender-neutral in recent years. One of the biggest changes was the elimination of Disney's iconic greeting, "Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls." Now, Disney parks address guests as dreamers of all ages. This year, the company opened gender-neutral restrooms in its parks. Disney has come under fire for embracing far-left, progressive politics in its entertainment for young children. CEO Bob Chapek has dedicated the company to radical LGBTQ activism and has promised to continue fighting Florida's parental rights in education law, saying the company will work to get the legislation repealed. In particular, Disney is aggressively promoting gender nonconformity in its entertainment. As Breitbart News reported, the new animated Disney Plus series Baymax features a transgender man who menstruates, wears a transgender pride shirt, and gives advice on which maxi pad to buy. Disney's Marvel superhero series Loki recently revealed that its title character is gender fluid. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.